This is Rick7111 coming to you on the BelowTopSecret.com podcast. Hello, Rick here again. I want to talk about a great pastime of mine, video games. I'm sure there's many video game fans here. Now, I want to speak on just a certain topic on video games, arcades, and a certain arcade game of mine, which is still my favorite game to date. Now, when I tell you the name, you're probably going to, some of you rant and rave, but listen, each of us have our memories, and fond memories, that is, of old, great, wonderful arcade games we used to play. Now, mine is Dragon's Lair. Yep. I know, most people say it's nothing but just little clicks left and right and stuff, but there's really more to it. There's a lot of nostalgia, a lot of, if you got a good imagination, it was a wonderful game because you drawed yourself into it and got yourself in-depth into that wonderful game of a Don Bluth game, of and Rick Dyer, of got together and correlated together and made this game. It's a wonderful game back in 1983. It was actually like watching a Walt Disney movie and playing a cartoon. Now, this game has so many fond memories to me. I was the first person in my town to ever beat the game. It took me about $400 worth of quarters to ever beat it. But once I could beat it, I could beat it on one quarter, or two for that matter, because it was 50 cents to play. But on one play and one man, I could beat it. Now, it was a very unique game. Like I said, coming out in 1983, it was above graphically any game around. I mean, you thinking in 83, you had games of like Galaga and of Pac-Man and things of that nature. And then comes along of a cartoon movie, a Walt Disney type movie that you play. Now, Dragon's Lair was one linear. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was left, right, up, down, sword. That was it. But there was something special about it. The music was unparalleled. It was just awesome music. Of unlike anything else that I've heard in the arcade. Now, I was a big fan of all the other arcade games, but this game drew me in greater than any other game. I have so many formats of this game. It's pathetic. I mean, from every version to every system, I've got it. Now, my favorite version that I have is no doubt my I've got a MAME cab. Now, I don't use MAME to run it, but I use Daphne emulator to run it, and it's just beautiful, and it definitely brings back memories. And I definitely played in an arcade cab that I'd stripped out and made a MAME cab out of. Some of you are familiar with MAME, some of you are not. But nevertheless, the memories of this game, if you've never tried it, I encourage you to try it. It's a wonderful game. Like I said, if you've never tried it, you'd probably enjoy it. But I know we've got a lot of people that are just, I guess you could say, graphic whores, in a sense, to say over the new games like PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. Look, I've got a PlayStation 3 and a Wii and many other systems, and I love those games, but still, there's nothing like the old nostalgia of the movies, the games that really started it off for you and for me. For me, like I said, from the get-go, from the first games that Atari made in black and white, those football games with the X's and the O's and the little spinner ball that you rolled, they still get to me. I can't help it. I'm a retro fanatic. But like I said, Dragon's Lair is a special game to me. Being able to, you had to have a great memory. You couldn't play this game unless you had a good memory, or you acquired a good memory by playing it. And I think $400 worth of quarters allowed me to have a good memory. But nevertheless, the animation was just so par on, so beautiful in it. And like I said, even to this day, I love watching the game. I still love playing the game. At times, it can get monotonous and get boring because I've played it so much. But I kind of let myself stay away from it for about a week or two, a month or two, and go back to it, and it seems fresh as the first day I played it. But I want to know if this game is sparks any memories to you that you would just drop a little reply, a little post, and tell me your memories. Maybe this isn't your favorite game, but maybe you have other games that kind of strike your interest. Maybe Galaga, Pac-Man, Robotron, Donkey Kong Jr. There's so many other great games out there. But this one here was a different type of game. It was ahead of its time, and it still lasts today. It's in the Smithsonian Institute. I mean, what can you say? It's earned over $1 billion. So it's an amazing game, nevertheless. But just want to drop a line just to let you know my thoughts on this and just one of my favorite games. So this is Rick over and out once again, and I'll find you again on the podcast very soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.